Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Sorry it took me a little bit of time there to get with you today. I was working on something and got myself kind of preoccupied. My apologies. I want to ask you something. Do you think, well, let me tell you this first. Today, this is what one of the topics we're going to cover. You know, we were talking last week about relationships and the importance of fixing them when they've been broken. Has anyone out there ever been involved in a broken relationship? How many of you have been involved in a relationship that never was and it still got messed up? You know what I mean by that? Maybe you and whoever else married, and the marriage was a mess from the very beginning. A mess from the very beginning. Doesn't necessarily mean that both of you contributed to the mess. It doesn't mean necessarily that both of you made a mess of it. But, because again, as I've said before, it only takes one partner to ruin a relationship. It takes both to make it beautiful. So maybe, and this is often the case, often, too often the case, two people say, I do. And then his or her heart, one of them is saying, I won't. Not really. Basically, I do is, I do commit. When in their hearts, they know they're not committing and won't commit. And so the relationship never was good. Can it become good? Fixing the relationships, that's one of the things that we're focusing on this week. Relationships. We talked about the power of making amends on Monday. Tuesday, we focused on the importance of parents being open and honest with their children in order to truly help their children when drama has entered the home. And today we're going to talk about fixing the relationships. They may not be necessarily family relationships. They can be, but don't have to be. We'll talk about that. But first today, I want us to take a look at the connection, or at the very least, a possible connection. Some might say probable connection between supercomputers and the human body. There is so much going on in the world with regards to computers, artificial intelligence, technology, etc. And I think it's worth, you know, kind of following so we have an idea of what may be to come. So in a way, you could say we're looking into the future, even though today is not Thursday and this is not our official Into the Future segment. I want us to go ahead and look into the future, see what might be up. Help us decide whether or not supercomputers may eventually create virtual maps of our bodies at some point in the future. Let's hear what the Seeker hostess has to say about this. Supercomputers creating virtual maps of our bodies.
Imagine a world where you have your own medical avatar, a sci-fi-like profile that's made out of your real-time health data. After all, you can lift up your car hood and diagnose your engine, or open up a program on your computer to see why it's not working properly. So what if we could do that with our own bodies?
When I talked to the doctor, I said, look, here's a problem. You don't really understand the three-dimensional structure of the thing you're going to be operating on, and I do. But I'm going to be under anesthesia, and I can't help you, and you're going to have knives inside of me, and that's messed up.
Dr. Larry Smarr has been studying his anatomy in such minute, extreme detail that he recently directed his own surgery by providing doctors with what is essentially Google Maps for his body. This revolutionary, interdisciplinary thinking is quickly earning Larry recognition as the father of personalized medicine.
How about you come over to my virtual reality cave, and as patient and doctor, we will look at my full colon and decide where point A and point B is you're going to make the cut. And she says, wow, that's like my 16-year-olds do with video games. And I said, yeah, we want to take video games into the surgery suite. When I was a kid, I got the Visible Human. And that was a plastic doll, except it was transparent and all the organs were in there. And you could take it apart like that. It was only in the last 10 or 15 years that I realized that using computer graphics and the amazing advances in imaging modalities like MRI and CAT scan, that we could put those two together and actually generate a transparent version of basically anybody.
Larry has been collecting 3D visualizations and time series data on his body for almost a decade, and amassing it all into a model of himself that can be experienced in VR. He fondly calls this fascinating medical avatar Transparent Larry.
I was tracking my colon by using MRI imaging. Whenever I had a colonoscopy, I'd tell them, okay, well, give me the video. I'd spend, you know, hours watching the video inside me. It turns out mine comes up and then it goes loops way down, quite contorted compared to what the textbook looked like. And that's different than the next person. And that's different than the next person. How different? Well, we can, through the magic of computer graphics, know that.
By sifting through his own health data, Larry was able to work with his doctor to diagnose himself with colonic Crohn's, a form of inflammatory bowel disease.
The time had come to have a resection of about 6 to 8 inches of the colon.
When it came time for Larry's operation, he wanted to make sure his surgeon had access to all the comprehensive information that he did, enhancing both their confidence in the operating room.
One thing that motivates me to do this work, I just know how terrified people are of things like the unknown of surgery. They don't know because they don't see inside themselves. This was a highly trained team, A+. So if you could remove all of the unknowns they were going to run into because it's you instead of somebody else, then I felt quite calm. And I think that actually meant my body was able to heal itself much more quickly.
Larry believes the future of medicine will be to transform our sick care system into a true preventative healthcare system by allowing you full access to your body's data to make better informed decisions. But just how far away is this world of holistic digital healthcare, where we take charge of our well-being using transparent Tamagotchi versions of ourselves?
The combination of the technology and the kind of responsibility for themselves that you're seeing the millennials take, that's a good sign. And if we can harness those things together, we may just get that revolution in personalized medicine sooner than we think.
This episode was presented by the U.S. Air Force. Learn more at airforce.com.
What do you think about that, ladies and gentlemen? Do you have mixed emotions about it? And this is why I ask. I'm not saying you should now. I'm just asking. If you have mixed emotions, because I'm just wondering if you're thinking, wow, they can really personalize what will be happening with me, what will be taking place with my body if they do surgery. And I won't be like a number. They'll know what needs to be happening with my body based on the specifics of my body, the way I'm made. So much similarity in how we're made, right? But wow, there can be some significant differences, even if they're not many. Many similarities, but some significant, you know, some differences, may only be a few of them, but they mean a lot. And I couldn't help but notice that he mentioned that because they were able to really, really hone in on specifically what his surgery needs were, his body was able to heal itself much faster than had they basically treated him the way they would have treated anyone else with regards to the surgery. And I tell you, I think a lot of us love the idea of faster healing. And I kind of get the impression that he may have said this and I may have missed it, but I'm thinking since his body healed itself faster, his body was enabled to heal itself faster because of that more specific surgery process, I'm kind of thinking that there was a reduced risk of error during the surgical procedure as well. I mean, they really got a good look and what was going on. And of course, I know that, you know, we can't do what he did, you know, go in and have some kind of way of studying our bodies on the inside like he did and really know what's going on. But someone can. And it sounds like they're going to be making equipment available fairly soon, whatever fairly soon may be. 3 years from now, 12 years from now, 8 years from now, don't know. It does sound promising, though. And my guess is if they're able to apply this principle to treatments, it may be able to be used even for prescribing medications in addition to performing specific surgical procedures. Specific in the sense that they're specific to the person who will be undergoing the surgery. I tell you what, that is so interesting. Okay. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Should we move forward with that one? Do we need to slow down? Should we speed up with it? Really get the show on the road with that one? I tell you, that is really interesting. Okay. Able to go in there and really see what's going on. I asked you if you had mixed emotions, and it has to do with that very thing that I just said. Able to go in there, see what's going on. Do you have any reservations about the experts, professionals, the technicians, being able to see so much about your body? They can tell how the shape of your intestines and the twists and turns of your intestines differ from the twists and turns of someone else's intestines. Are they seeing too much detail for you? Now, you know what else I'm wondering. Will they be eventually having someone trying to make some kind of super spectacle, some kind of super glasses that enable people to see more than they need to see? In fact, sometimes seeing more than they need to see means seeing anything at all. Making glasses that people can wear down the street, walking down the sidewalk, and being able to see what they have absolutely no need to see. Okay, that should not be allowed. So assuming we could completely prevent that from happening, what do you think about the rest of it, using that only for medical purposes? All right, this week, I'm featuring Hiroshima, an Asian American group who really just puts out some very, very interesting music. And of course, you'll be hearing from different artists, but this is the one group that I'll be playing several days this week. Check them out as we go.